When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I love this.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Kenny Pickett.
Mike Tomlin here on the Rich Eisen Show. What was your take on the whole idea that his hands are too small?
I potentially was capable of buying into that if I didn't watch him play college football in Pittsburgh.
Today's guests, Chargers head coach Brandon Staley, Saints head coach Dennis Allen, baseball media personality John Boy, plus Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're live on the air again here in the morning time in Los Angeles, California. If it's noontime wherever you are, go have some lunch. Welcome to this program. I just try to mix things up.
You know? I mean, I was waiting for something deep, maybe philosophical, the hoops yesterday.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Yesterday we were celebrating Star Wars. Today we're celebrating Cincos and de Mayos. And,
Taco Thursday?
I don't know. But we have two coaches, a GM and a John Boy on today's program. And basically, we're just going to review the NFL draft and talk about what's coming up in the mini camp season. And the schedule is released 1 week from today. I'll be on NFL Network for that one, the schedule release show. The head coaches are the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers and the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Brandon Staley and Dennis Allen, respectively. Terry Fontenot is the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, and he's the one who came in. He's like, you know what? Let's go Kyle Pitts instead of a quarterback. Make sure that we get Matt Ryan to another spot. Let's get Mariota in here, and obviously Arthur Smith is with him on all of that. Let's go Drake London. You know, Drake London is 9 feet tall, which is about 3 feet shorter than Kyle Pitts. So we've got that. And then they got Desmond Ridder in the fold. Lots to talk about with the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons and Terry Fontenot. And then in John Boy, we're just going to, this will be very, I'll just say this right off the bat for our terrestrial radio audience listeners and for our Sirius XM Channel 85 listeners on NBC Sports on Audio and for our listeners on Odyssey. If you're streaming us live on the app or if you're listening to us on our podcast, the Cumulus Podcast Group, that has the logo on the Rich Eisen Show podcast version of this program. So basically, it's going to be odd for all the listeners of this show when John Boy comes on and we'll just all stare at our hands or stare at each other while we touch each other's hands.
Look deeply in their eyes.
Because that happened in Major League Baseball yesterday. So we kind of did that, reaching out, staring at you, and then throwing you out of the game in the first inning. That happened between a Major League Baseball umpire and a Major League Baseball potential Hall of Famer when it's all said and done, and Madison Bumgarner. That actually happened yesterday towards the end of our program, and we'll hit that a little bit more on our show. That's later on. Hey, man, Chris Paul's going to the Hall of Fame. This just in, Chris Paul's going to the Hall of Fame. He could go to the Hall of Fame for many different things. He could go to the Hall of Fame for being one of the best point guards of all time, right?
Yep. God.
He can go to the Hall of Fame of being one of the best point guards of all time as well during a three-point era where he's like the king of taking mid-range jumpers, right? He's the king of going to the hoop. He's the king of going to the hoop. He's the king of penetrating your defense, getting you in foul trouble, and just making two-point shots in the era of where we're just all about the threes, right? That's what the metrics say. That's what everybody's going out, just trying to shoot the lights out from three, not Chris Paul. He can do that if it's necessary. He could do that. He's also going to the Hall of Fame for, I think, drawing offensive fouls when somebody's so pissed at him, they hit him in the nuts. Bofas. He got hit. That happened last night.
And well, he's normally the one doing the Bofas thing.
Understand?
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah. Randolph Childress says what's up.
But I guess he was so, what? He was so all over Brunson that Brunson's just like, take this. He went all Nick Saban on him. Now, I didn't see that live, I'll be very honest with you. I was doing what all good fathers do, which is let their children watch a movie on a school night.
What movie?
Star Wars.
Oh.
A New Hope. Because last night, the kids are like, let's celebrate May the 4th, nice. Dad. Let's watch. And, of course, it led to the whole business of choosing whichever Star Wars movie. Well, if you want, we can get into that later. Just be thankful that your child doesn't have really much of a voice just yet, and there's just only one of them. So... but that came across my timeline of like, why was Chris Paul trending? I'm like, all right, I'll bite, and I hit it, and I saw all of that. Just when you think the Suns are out, just when you think that they're potentially vulnerable, like at one point, wasn't there, if we snap cut to last week at this point, we're thinking maybe the Pelicans can get the Suns.
Yeah, we were thinking that, and then even last night, man, Luka was doing it again, 24-4-6 at the half. Mavs up a couple.
You know how you can combat that? You know how you can combat that? Almost shoot 90% from the floor in the fourth quarter.
That's insane. They did it again last night, Rich. 8 straight games shooting over 50%. They're 2 off the playoff record. It's crazy.
They shot 60 last night.
They don't miss.
In the fourth quarter, they're
like that the clip of Snoop and Seth Rogen where they're just like, that guy don't miss. He don't miss.
Don't miss.
16 of 19 from the floor in the fourth quarter. You know who you're going to beat when you do that? Everybody.
Everybody. Like
everybody. Larry I could sit here and talk about my Warriors, and we could talk about Giannis is better than ever. We could talk about how your Celtics look good, and the Heat might get there, and if your Sixers can finally get some good providence on their side, and Embiid coming back. Yeah. You know, we could sit here and talk about. Grizzlies can go on a run. Who the heck knows? Right? But you can do what you want. If the Suns are going to shoot 16-19 in the fourth quarter or shoot in, basically make more than half of their shots for the entirety of a game, this thing's a wrap.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And so there's that. And they've got a coach who's terrific. And so that was one thought of mine last night as we watched the Suns do their thing. Another thing is does the voting's already done. If you have voting throughout an entire, that's one of the conversations about most valuable players. Like, why don't we make that award a regular season plus playoffs award? Okay. That you have to include somebody's performance in the postseason as well. That would be unfair of somebody who does not make the playoffs, but usually your most valuable player makes the playoffs, right? That's part of how good they are and how good their team
was
around
them. Baseball is kind of the only sport where that doesn't happen all the time, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, it stands at the plate. It's time for what?
Individual achievement.
Right, and then you're out in the field, you're part of a team. It's teamwork, and then, you know, don't worry, I'm not coming around with a bat.
Thank you.
Let's just say the MVP in the NBA is voted on after the season. Would Joel Embiid get more votes now off the last 2 Philadelphia 76ers games now than what people might think if Jokic and Giannis and we could throw Morant in there, you could throw
Tatum maybe in there.
Would Embiid be getting more votes now after what we've seen over the last 2 games? Or is it just, hey, man, you're in Miami. It's tough. You take the best player off of any team. That's what you look like. Even if they have another, you know, all-time 75th anniversary team player on it who's playing like it's, what, his 15th? He's on the NBA 15 team, right? Right now?
I thought you were going to make a Chris Paul run there.
Make that MVP. Case too. I'm turning the page. I turned the page.
Got it.
No, but you could make a case that Chris Paul, obviously Booker was the MVP candidate that was being bandied about of why isn't he being mentioned in the conversation.
Exactly.
Like if you chose somebody from the team with the best record in the NBA and say, why isn't that guy being included in conversation, you'd have picked Booker, not Chris Paul.
But with Booker being out and the way Chris Paul has played the last few games.
Correct.
I mean,
he would be getting those votes now. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm just... Well, we can throw that name in this in this hopper right now, but wouldn't you say that the way the Sixers looked the last two games shows you how incredibly valuable Embiid is?
Different team.
And the fact that they were able to get past the Raptors, part of the reason why they were able to get past the Raptors is a guy who was playing with a torn ligament in his hand, made a three-point shot to win
He's shooting him.
I'll turn it to you. What do you think? You're the Sixer fan here.
Well, going by what you said, the scenario you just laid out, if you're going to vote after the season's over and he missed these two games, in theory, what you're saying makes sense. Yeah, you see how valuable he is, but no one would vote for him because they'd go, well, he didn't play. So he wouldn't get more votes, but you could see where he should and how much value he brings to this team. Yeah.
I'm saying the MVP conversation in every sport is always discussed by a large section of fans using the metric of if this guy was not on the team, if he was hurt, you take him away from it. How would the team look without him? They'd fall apart. Thus, he's the most valuable.
That's it, yeah, because Chris and
we're seeing that, I think, with Embiid and the Sixers literally playing out in front of our eyes, unless you want to say, again, the Miami Heat, you have to tip your cap to them. They were, you know, kind of, what's the word for it, the one seed.
Yeah.
You know, they did win the regular season crown in the East.
If
you want to term it as such.
Well, we had the same argument for Peyton Manning back in the day, you know. Yeah, he missed the whole season and they had Colts have two wins. Like, man, Peyton Manning's the most valuable player.
Poof. Suddenly Andrew Luck's there.
Also on our podcast, Chris and I and Adam talked about the reason Ja might not be MVP is because the team, I think, was 22-3 without him. So for as valuable as he is, when he wasn't there, they still won games.
So that's why I'm saying if he was out now. Yeah. And then the question with Harden, man, is just, you know. His stat line, it's not like, boy, did he just screw it up.
You know, I don't know, man.
But it's just, it's pedestrian. 20-9 You can't get 29-4 from
that's
him.
That's not James Harden.
No, we need.
You can't get 29-4 from him. It's just
30-12-8
Yeah.
Something, you know.
Maxie's filling it up, but I always said the first thing I said when Harden's there, watch Maxie get unlocked, and he filled it up, but it's just not enough.
Another good Tobias night.
Yeah, we needed Maxie to do that and Harden to do that. And how, you know, I'd say, Rich, it's unfair. I mean,
I really miss
maybe unfair.
Steph Curry on this team, man.
Yeah, Steph Curry was kind of the big missing piece, you know.
But, you know, you think if they didn't make the trade, this would work right now?
No. But Seth Curry was one of those. He almost seemed like a throw-in player that I personally was like, man, I don't know. I wish we would have kept that guy.
I don't know how throw-in that is. If I'm the Nets, I'm definitely wanting him back.
I would kind of
stand firm on not on getting him in the trade. And how about this for this trade? Oh my gosh. How about this? Ben Simmons needs back surgery. We got to talk about this a little bit more. We got to talk about this a little bit longer because, you know, later on in the program, maybe on the back end of Brandon Staley.
I was shocked seeing that this morning.
It's like, you know.
Shocked.
I couldn't believe that when I saw that he now needs back surgery. There's really no words for it, but I know my job is to give words to it. But this trade, Seth Curry is like what? He's the star of the trade. he's on the couch. He's on the couch. He's the star of the trade. I mean,
but it's a one for one, and it's being Seth Curry for James Harden.
And
Drummond did play.
Harden must look in the mirror because you know the one thing that I saw with him? Heater like, okay, glad you're out here. Back in the day, it would be major problems going into the game. Major issue. Are you worried about him?
Yeah.
If you're the other team? Are you worried about him? You're more worried about Maxey. You're more worried about Maxey than you are James Harden.
At this moment.
Yeah, I think you're right.
1,000,000%. You go into the game, if you're Spoelstra, you're more concerned about the second-year player, not the 75th anniversary all-time team.
Not a guy shooting 6 for 15. No. Mitch, you mentioned looking in the mirror. Do they have mirrors in nightclubs?
Let's see. And yes, they do.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I wouldn't know. What do you mean?
Did you see Harden's
outfit?
When you
say nightclub, you're talking about a place that you go at night.
Like, yeah. Like Live? Do they have they have mirrors that Live?
Live on Sunday.
I don't know. I saw a place called Live in Vegas. Yeah. But I'm like, wait a minute. Super Bowl 54 wasn't here.
Because James was dressed ready for the club after the game yesterday.
By the way, I'm very proud. I am very proud that you guys are talking about nightclubs, and one in particular in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I made a Roman numeral joke. I'm very proud of myself. I am very proud. In case you're wondering, do you think like am I aging myself? Am I not?
Hey, Chris, you know when he came up with that joke when he was sitting in that club on Friday night?
No, I came up with it just now. Just now, off the dome. That's why I've got two nominations.
Hey. I like that.
Is this thing on?
Is this working?
Boo. So.
Sixers are toast, though, right? I mean, it's over. It's Sleep City.
I don't know. Let's see if Embiid can come back with the Rip Hamilton, fan of the opera mask.
It's the concussion that he said yesterday. The report was he wasn't even able to look at his phone yesterday. So that's an issue.
That's a problem. I mean, again, not being able to look at your phone is awful.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm aware.
See, you're making a joke, but I think the
I'm not looking, I'm not making a joke.
Yeah, but that's why your lips
quivering right now. Concussions are nothing to joke about.
Why are you smiling?
Concussions are not a joke.
They're not a joke. It's about the light. Yeah. We've all had migraines. You know how bad that hurts. You can't look at your phone. You can't look at light.
In retrospect, it may turn out that the Raptors knocked the Sixers out of the playoffs.
I don't like these jokes you're making.
I'm not making any jokes. I'm using words to describe the actual facts about the NBA playoffs.
It does suck, though, because this had
of course it
this
does.
Had like 6-7 game
on, man.
Potential, and now
let's
it's
go.
Be
hopefully, he will be able five, to clear the cobwebs, which is an old phrase about concussions, which is your brain smashing into the side of your skull so violently that you need to take a seat.
Yeah, and that's something I don't want to. I don't want to say I hope he rushes back from, because we all know the severity of these things.
These things can't rush. Like, literally, we just hope he wakes up in the morning and he's like, okay, I feel much better. And then we get him that mask and we see what's going on. But other than that, yes, the Sixers are toast. Because if Embiid's not walking through that door and the 75th anniversary NBA team version of James Harden's not walking through that door, Tyrese Maxey and half a beard ain't cutting it.
We got no chance.
Even with Tobias Harris playing like he can. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. We've got two head coaches and a general manager from the National Football League. Dennis Allen of the Saints in hour two. Terry Fontenot, the GM of the Falcons, in hour number three. But coming up next, the 8C of the LAC. Brandon Staley back here on the Rich Eisen Show when we come back on a busy Thursday. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. He's on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, one of my neighbors across the way from NFL Network. Yeah, and if you ever need a cup of sugar, Brandon Staley, I'm there for you if you ever need one across the way.
Great to be with you this morning, guys.
Great to see you. Yeah. Do you want to tell us the truth? That was the video we just played from Tom Brady telling truths. And it might have been a fumble in the tuck rule game. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite players of all time, Charles Woodson. You know, growing up, I think he's one of the best secondary players to ever play this game. That was one of, you know, those tough moments. You know, I think that definitely changed the course of history. But I think it's always good to look back on it and, unpack the truth from those who lived it.
Unpacking the truth. I love that. Speaking of old school here, if I am not mistaken, you were on the Chicago Bears staff when Khalil Mack arrived from the Raiders, and he had one of the best seasons of his career. And now look at this. Look at this reunion. Am I correct in that?
Imagine that. It was definitely one of those experiences that you're not going to forget, Rich, because if you remember, we traded for him 1 week before the season.
That's right.
So that whole movie came together quickly. And, I think that from the time he got traded to the end of the season, it was a blur. We had to get to know each other quickly. We spent so much time together. And I learned so much that season from him, and I think that's what, when you link up with special players like him, that's kind of what ends up happening. And, I was able to see what he did for our defense, what he did for our football team, and, when you have a season like that, you develop a relationship that, is going to last a long time. And I remember when I left to go to Denver with Vic, it was one of those bittersweet moments because it's great, but, you're leaving someone that means a lot to you. And that defense that we had in Chicago was the best in the NFL and one of the best I've ever been a part of. So for us to be back together, for it to kind of come full circle, and for us to be able to link up now, I'm definitely very excited.
What did you learn? You said you learned stuff.
I think from a mindset standpoint, I know that, he shared for me, if you remember, Khalil was drafted high.
Yes.
But then, his rookie year didn't have the superstar production that certainly ensued, and just, what changed for him, and, being around a great mentor like Justin Tuck, being with a Charles Woodson at the end of his career, and all those lessons he learned from veteran players. And one of the things was, hey, I don't have time to waste as a pass rusher in this league. The ball gets out when you're playing against Tom Brady and you're playing against the premium quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, Pat Mahomes. You don't have time to waste. So that really affected his takeoff and his approach, and it really kind of changed his style as a rusher to a speed to power rusher going through you. And and then just a lot of little things, tips that he's picking up from O linemen, and cadence tips, looking at the shot clock, as it walks down, just to get a little bit of an edge. And and then just the way he prepares and the way he trains. I mean, this guy's just, you know why he's one of the special players in the game, because it's his approach. And that's a year that, has been really special for me. And now to bring him to this team and where we're going, I'm so excited for Justin Herbert, Derwin James, Keenan Allen, all these guys that we have, to be able to link up with him every day.
Yeah, I mean, when Tom Telesco calls you and says, we can get Khalil Mack, what's your reaction?
Right? Confidence. Because you just know what he's bringing to the table. This is a performance league, and you know, Khalil's been one of the elite performers since he stepped into the league, and I was with him every single day. And so, and I saw what he did for our defense in Chicago. We were a top 10 defense when he got there. Then we became the number one defense, and it wasn't even close. And, you know, he really engineered that playoff run for us. And, you know, I think that that's, you know, really what we're looking for here is somebody with that type of performance, that type of play style, that type of the intangibles, the leadership, the competitiveness. And, you know, I think it says a lot about our organization, the Spanoses and Tom, and, you know, just being able to put this all together. It's been a special offseason so far.
Well, I know that obviously if you give Khalil Mack an extra second to get home, he will definitely do that. And J.C. Jackson is a professional to maybe help that. Is that the concept of when you're putting stuff together, pieces together in the crazy month of March?
Yeah, Rich, I think the big goal for us was to become a complete team this offseason, certainly on defense. You know, we had a lot of improvements that we needed to make, and I think that we did that. You know, you started with the trade for Khalil, and then you were able to get J.C. Jackson, kind of pair him with, you know, Asante, who got off to a really good rookie season, and, you know, Derwin, Naz Adderley, kind of complete your secondary there. And then, you know, we were able to add Sebastian, as you know, who I was with the Rams, Sebastian Joseph Day and Austin Johnson up front. We were able to get Troy Reader, a linebacker that was with me for the Rams. And, you know, we just signed Bryce Callahan yesterday, a nickel that was with me in Chicago, that was with me and Khalil in Chicago, was with me in Denver. And, you know, it's about becoming a team on defense. You know, that's what it takes in this league. And you're absolutely right. If you play tight coverage, which is what we believe in, it buys that count for Joey, Khalil, and our rushers. And that's what you got to do to be good in this league.
And the concept of giving your quarterback an extra second, we all can understand what that might mean. Is so what did you see in Zion Johnson to go and select this interior offensive lineman 17th overall in the middle of a wide receiver palooza during the first round of that draft?
That's exactly what it was. Record number of receivers in the first two rounds, and now everyone's wondering why I want a bunch of secondary players. You know, but I think, you know, last year, Rich, just seeing what the impact Rashawn had on our football team, you know, Rashawn Slater, an all-pro player as a rookie, we felt like Zion Johnson would really complete our offensive line and be able to really solidify the interior. And the quarterback position, the pressure that affects you the most is the pressure up the middle. And when you have to anchor in against the Aaron Donalds of the world, the, you know, the Chris Joneses of the world, the DeForest Buckners, you know, that's tall duty. You know, you can help on an edge rusher a lot easier than you can help on an interior rusher. So we just felt like that Zion was a complete guard, complete in the run game and in the pass game. He's really tough, you know, Rich, like a rugged, tough guy, and really smart, like super, super sharp, and that's how Rashawn was. So just felt like it would really balance our offense out, and, you know, Justin doesn't need a lot of time, but to give him more time, give our skill players more time, balance out our run game, we felt like that would be a winning edge.
And then you bolstered the back end of that defense that we keep talking about here, Brandon Staley, Chargers head coach here on the Rich Eisen Show. This kid from Baylor, JT Woods, he can bring exactly that. What do you like about him, Coach?
Rich, you know, I think the first thing is he can really see back there. And I think the way we play at safety, you know, I've been fortunate since I've been in the NFL to be around a lot of good safeties, Adrian Amos and Eddie Jackson and Chicago, Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson. With the Rams, we had John Johnson, Jordan Fuller, as you know. And then here we got DJ Nas. You know, safeties kind of make our defense, and, you know, I think in a big way in the secondary. And I think when we put Derwin James down at dime money, when he goes lower to cover a tight end or a slot receiver, we still want that playmaking ability in the back end. And we just feel like JT can really see. He's got outstanding range. I mean, you know, the athlete that you're getting, you know, he's 6'2", 195, you know, 4'3", 39-inch vert. I mean, he's an outstanding athlete, but beyond his athleticism is he can really think. You know, he played for an outstanding coach at Baylor, Dave Aranda, Ron Roberts is D coordinator. I really respect those guys. They run a pro-style defense at Baylor. You saw it with all the Baylor defensive guys that got picked. I mean, there's a reason for that. And, you know, and I just feel like this guy's best football is ahead of him. And you get some speed in our secondary and some range, some playmaking ability. We know that we're going to have the pass rush. So we just felt like he would be an outstanding guy to link up with and grow with in our secondary.
Chargers head coach Brandon Staley here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's your expectation of a second to third year leap for Justin Herbert?
Well, Rich, you know, I think that you guys saw last year from the very first game to the last game, he made a ton of improvement as a player. And I think that that's kind of what I try to tell people who to ask that kind of question. I think he's such a hard worker, and I think that he puts so much into the game as he makes the improvements because how much he puts into it. And then obviously there's a lot of talent to work with. But I think that, Rich, as you know, this is the first time in 6 years that he's had the same offense. Going in, you know, this just doesn't happen for this guy, and that's what makes him so unique. But I think that comfort zone of being in the same offense, being in rhythm where we can go over the plays that he's actually run and build that chemistry with our receiving core, tight ends, backs, like, hey, this is the way I want you to run that route, or hey, when we get this coverage, this is what it's going to look like. Hey, when we throw a nine route to Mike Williams versus, you know, Josh Palmer, this is what it's going to look like. So, you know, I just think that there's a lot to build on. His experiences, I think so much as a young player at quarterback is just the inventory of experiences. It's kind of like being a head coach. You learn so much every single day. And I think Justin building that inventory of the defensive structures, the defensive coordinators that he's going, he's only going to get better.
Well, I mean, that's part of your interesting makeup, Coach, is, you know, obviously in the pros, you were on the defensive side of the ball as an assistant. Now, you know, obviously you're the HC, but your background is as a quarterback when you played. What does that mean? I mean, I can't believe that this is the first time Justin's going into a season already knowing the playbook because he's played it the previous season. That's the first time he's had that in 6 years. I mean, what does that mean for a quarterback, Coach?
Well, I think if you look at, I think the special quarterbacks of my lifetime, your lifetime, is they had continuity of their system. If you just rewind it, like they had a system that they, you know, really kind of, they became the system. And that's what, when I interviewed for the position, I'm like, that's my vision for Justin Herbert, you know, is to create a system for him and then to grow him within that system where he becomes the system. And, you know, obviously he becomes like a coach on the field for you. And, to me, that's the formula, you know, at that position. And I think it's what it does for him is it allows him to get into rhythm, Rich. You know, hey, yeah. I get comfort in my fundamentals. I get comfort in my progressions. I get comfort knowing this player that I'm throwing to because this is my system. And there's a confidence that comes with that. And there's a freedom that comes with that. And that's what you want from all your players is for them to play free. And when Justin plays free and he's having fun out there, you know, there are a few better.
Well, I mean, and what a time for you to have him have that continuity for the first time, too, Coach Staley, because, you know, I'm sure you've noticed, we all are talking about it. This is the deepest end of the NFL pool, the AFC West, what with the number of people who have come in from elsewhere, from Russell Wilson and the guys that you obviously brought in too. Devontae Adams are just two of the biggest stars that are now dropped in to this division. And then on top of it all, you know, not to keep on piling on here, but it's the truth. I mean, this is Justin Herbert's third year. You got him on a rookie deal. Like, this is the window, man, right? This is the window. Do you feel that sense, Coach Staley, right now?
I feel I sense the competition that's certainly in our division. I sense that, which is a really amazing thing for the NFL. I mean, that's where you want to be. You definitely don't want to run away from, you know, competition. And I think that, you know, last year it was pretty fierce. If you looked at our division, I think all four of us, you know, with three or four games left in the season, we were in it, you know, to the very end. And so there was that competition last year. And then you onboard all these guys that I think what's been unique, Rich, is that everybody knows these players. These aren't just like, you know, role players. These are franchise players. These are marquee players. So I think that's really positive for the league. And, you know, I think we were, you know, right in the middle of that this offseason, and that's why we've been able to make the moves that we've made and free agency trade and then the draft. And now you got to go become a team, you know, and I think that's the secret is now you got to go become a team, and that starts over every year, you know, and so we're kind of in the beginning of that right now. And, you know, I think in terms of Justin's window, you know, as long as Justin Herbert's playing, Rich, that window is going to be open.
No, and, I know that. I'm just talking about for you able to build around it, because it does feel like you guys are set. I mean, like the number of guys that you've added and that you've mentioned. I mean, we're talking every level. We didn't even hit your wide receiver crew, you know, which, you know, you paid Mike Williams and you still got Keenan Allen. And obviously you added Isaiah Spiller in the draft at the running back spot, which I think Eckler gave everyone a heart attack when he came out and talked about the Amazon game with Tony Gonzalez. I got half my phone blown up saying, did Eckler retire to go join Amazon?
Austin's got a blossoming media career. I know. You know, his empire is growing by the day.
I know.
He's definitely not confused about that. So I couldn't get over how big Tony Gonzalez looks, man. That guy looks like he could still play.
Yeah, you could probably give me some snaps, but I guess
there's no doubt.
That's my whole point, is just to bring it all in, is that it seems like you're set, but you kind of need to be set because you got that window where we all see what third-year, fourth-year quarterbacks who are like Justin Herbert's style and stature, they want to get paid. They want to get paid a lot. So
for sure. I think that's what's changed probably, Rich, for us that have been, you know, like, around our age, is like the quarterback of market explosion. And I think that it's a great point, because what you want to do is you want to kind of set your roster with the anticipation of what that contract could look like the best you can. And I think that that's what you're seeing. And I think that there's going to be a lot of creativity in how that expresses itself, because I think, you know, as these deals become, you know, as these quarterbacks land these deals, I think more teams are going to understand how to maneuver. But I know that Justin wants to win. I think that's the great thing about joining up with him, is he wants to win. He wants to be a champion, and he wants to do this for the long haul. So, you know, I think that what we're trying to do for him, you know, the Spanos family, Tom, myself, coaching staff, everybody here, is to build a complete team around the guy, so that he can be the best version of himself. And I think what we've tried to do this offseason is tell Justin and our entire locker room that we're trying to be world champions.
Coach, thanks for the time. Let's do this more often. Love to have you here in studio. We're just up the road. So whenever you're free, this spot is here for you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Have a great day.
Right back at you. That's Brandon Staley, head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Every time we talk to him, it's just like, it's so impressive. Like, it sounds simple, right? When you go in to interview for an open head coach spot where Justin Herbert's sitting, after his first year in the pros, where it looked like, okay, he's good. And you go in and say, I want to set something up where it's continuous enough where he becomes the system, right? And it sounds obvious, but it's so tough to do. And they're in the midst of currently executing that, where he's going to have the same system in back-to-back years, same coach in his ear in back-to-back years with that system for the first time in 6 years, which means high school. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And so what's that going to look like? You got to think it's going to look really good. Okay? It's going to look really, really good.
Yeah.
And his point about quarterbacks becoming the system, Peyton Manning in Indianapolis is the most perfect example. And obviously Brady in New England is the other perfect example, where they become the system. And I remember, you know, when Manning went out and he got hurt that with his neck and they fell apart, it became his system so much. The analogy I think I said on this show was like the alien spaceship in Independence Day, where only the alien can fly it.
Right.
That's it. The extraterrestrial being is the only one who can actually expertly fly it. And that's what they're going for here in Los Angeles. And it's a perfect time for it to finally get going in back-to-back years, because this year is going to be the last year they have Justin Herbert on this deal. Because you can bet they're going to have to give him a new deal before his fourth year. They're not going to do that fifth-year option thing and make him play it out all the way into that fifth year. And they're not going to get a letter like this with Justin Herbert's logo on it and the JH stationery.
Lightning bolt.
That ain't happening.
Save them some money too, right?
And they know, well,
if you know, they do it early?
Well, you looked at the deals that Goff and Wentz got compared to the ones that came after them, and it looked good until both of them did not play well enough to sustain their present.
Yeah, but Herbert's
places
gonna,
of business.
Herbert's going to get 45 a year.
More than that. He's going to get top of the...
You think he's going to get 50?
He's going to get top of the... The market's reset.
He's going to be the highest paid player in the league.
It's, well, Rodgers currently has that. But yeah. Yeah. You don't think so?
I'd like to see...
I mean, we'll see what year three looks like, obviously. But he's going to get...
a playoff game?
He's going to get mid-40s to... You know, we're around the corner with a quarterback that's going to be making $67 million a year. Like, that's coming. Crazy. That's coming.
Yeah.
And so...
Still waiting for one of those guys to win a Super Bowl.
They know that. They know that this is the last year where they're able to build around and pay people, yeah. Right? When we had yesterday, was Daniel Jeremiah on the program earlier in the week. And he's like, well, the issue between Philadelphia saying, A.J. Brown, I'll pay him. I'll pay a guy in his third to fourth year, $100 million in that market. I'll do that. No question about it. I'll do that. And the Titans didn't want to do it knowing the guy. And why not? What, is it just you're valuing the position differently, right? And his answer is like, no. Ryan Tannehill, is he on his rookie deal in Tennessee?
No.
Jalen Hurts, is he on his rookie deal in a second round draft choice rookie deal in Philadelphia?
Bing, 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 bing.
Yes, he is. So sold. I've got the space to do it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And that's why this year for the Chargers is so big. And then at the same time, everybody's getting better. We'll see about Kansas City's lack of Tyreek Hill. I mean, Sky Moore going to that spot. I could have told you at the combine that would be his perfect spot.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's some interesting foreshadowing coming up. So, yeah, for sure. This is a tough division, and this is the time for the Chargers to show up and show out.
Yeah, it's a big year for them.
In the year that they've got Herbert on his rookie deal for the last time. And it sounds like they've got a coach and a general manager who knows it and has a plan for it, and they just need to execute it and not have the Chargers things happen to them. Like damn near needing a sixth quarter in the last game of the year to try and make the playoffs. You know? 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. And when we come back, we'll get you set for our next interview with Dennis Allen. And then, of course, the craziness in Major League Baseball that went down yesterday. We're not going to stare at each other and each other's hands coming up. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. I have officially texted Charles Woodson to ask him to appear on this program to respond to Tom Brady's Instagram or his Instagram reel.
Yeah.
Or, right.
Yeah, TikTok video. I don't know. They swap them all.
They're all the same.
He posted it on Twitter.
Yep.
Of him being asked to tell a truth.
By the Biebs.
By Justin Bieber, throwing it out there, and he decides to respond and say that might have been the Tuck rule game, which is, by the way, a major New England violation. That's the snow game
New
England.
It's called, we call it the snow
you
game.
You guys call it the snow game. Calls it the Tuck rule game.
Everyone else is wrong.
Okay. And he said it might have been a fumble.
Maybe.
Actually, this just shows how genius Tom Brady is.
Because we're talking about it.
It's May 5th. What's going on? Nothing. There's no NBA playoff games tonight. It's May baseball.
By the way,
it's Cinco de Mayo.
Up with that.
It's actually preposterous. The Celtics and Bucks should be playing tonight. They played on Tuesday. They don't play again until Saturday.
Well, that...
That's ridiculous.
Yes, we are
that is
now
ridiculous.
We are now in the gotta make sure that the national TV
the
network television audience gets games portion of the NBA playoffs.
Correct.
There's not enough to go around now. Yep. And so they're going to forego their usual Thursday night cable TV spot.
Or just every other day, like
and
one day off.
I guess we're just gonna have to be looking at Major League Baseball.
This is a good night to catch up on your shows if you haven't watched Better Call Saul or Barry or whatever.
Is that what it is?
I mean, just catch up on a night of TV.
This guy over here, God bless you.
Catch up on the Offer tonight, Rich.
The Offer.
Do you know how many people say to me, you watch this, you watch that? I've got three children.
I got three kids.
But Rich, here's the deal about
That's three sets here's of homework to make sure
your
gets
kids
done.
Kids are older, though.
Yeah, they're self-sustainable.
Your kids are older.
Oh, my God.
You don't have a terrorist
Taylor,
your house like
Taylor
I do.
Just put Taylor in charge and have her keep the boys
nice.
In order. And
correct.
That's it.
By the way, how many times, though? I can't imagine how you haven't learned yet. How many times?
Chris, we've met.
Chris, I know. You don't advance. You don't evolve. You don't absorb. You don't assimilate.
I'm trying.
How many words can I use here?
Now.
That's my point. How many times have I told you what's coming, and you're like, yeah, that won't be me. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, no way. And then smash cut
you're
to the exact
Patrick.
Things happening to you. Like, I'm your Sherpa. I'm your roadmap. I am your oracle.
That's your man's right there.
This
wanna,
is my
you're
God.
His man's.
You want to know what's happening now at my house?
This
okay,
is,
so.
I know. I could probably tell you what's happening at your house because it's happened at my house times three.
So
and
we've
I'm
taken
telling
the, we've
you.
We've taken the thing off the crib, right, so he can. He's free to navigate
Look
the cabin
out.
Space, okay?
Look out.
But what he does now is like, as Cage, good night, you know, night, see you. And then the door immediately opens. And then he just kind of like peeks
what's
outside, like, hey, what's up, guys? What are you guys doing? Good? Oh, you want me to go back to bed? Okay, I'll go back to bed. Now he.
Cute the first time, 10th time?
Cute the first time. 10th time, I'm like, not cute. Like,
no.
Go the F to sleep. And then he's climbing up on the chair that's in there and he's opening up the blinds. On the windows now, and he thinks that's hilarious. And then he's going into his closet and like taking out all the books and his sneakers. Like, just go to bed. It's 8:30.
Broccoli,
what are we doing?
Broccoli and I are talking Saturday night. It's like 9 o'clock, and we're chatting for like 10 minutes. And finally, Brockman goes silent for a second. He takes a deep breath. He's like, he's back outside of his room. I got to call you back.
I know.
What is happening?
I've been there, and I'm telling you.
He's back
out. I'm telling you, just be happy at the moment that you got the one, because I've got the three. And last night, the three couldn't decide on which Star Wars movie we would watch out of the 19,000 of them to celebrate May the 4th be with you. And I almost said, May the F be with you. I almost left out the orth with my children.
Your babies.
You know, may the F be with you. Let's sit down. There's a million on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they're all there.
Oh, and the arguments. We should just watch one episode of The Mandalorian again, or we should watch this, or I like the new ones. I like the old ones. I don't like the old ones. I like the new ones.
So who made the final call?
Dad did. I finally came down like Darth Vader and said, I am your father, and I decided.
What did you watch?
I went old school, A New Hope.
Number one. Well, number four, but number one.
Okay.
And I told him, you know, I was seven when my dad, when Papa Joel, may he rest in peace, took us to the Ziegfeld Theater in New York City, and we saw it on the big screen. My dad knew at the time how special this thing was. I don't care.
Popcorn, at least? Did you get some popcorn?
No!
You wanted to borrow the Over Redenbacher?
Suze was out having a drink with a friend,
man.
So she could, you know,
so
recharge.
You were solo last night.
I was Han.
Oh, see, you left that out. Han Solo.
Who is Chewbacca among your kids?
I don't know, man.
Did you need to borrow the popcorn maker next time?
I'm telling you.
I'm thankful there's just one.
There's no NBA. Just catch up on your TV. Give me a break, man.
Well, my kid also catch up on your TV. Goes to bed at 8, so I got like 2 hours to
watch.
Susan,
we're just happy to have watched one episode of Breaking Bad, and he was like, catch up on Better Call Saul.
I haven't watched Mondays yet. I'm just saying.
This is amazing.
It's the truth. These are facts. Dennis Allen coming up.
I'm trying to watch Ozark because I don't want to get spoiled because everyone on Twitter just keeps talking about it. So I have to just scroll past.
You know what I'm doing? Because Susie, that's one of the few shows that Susie is not, you know, she watched a couple of them because she interviewed Laura Linney here on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
A few years ago, when I was out,
yeah,
right?
She's amazing.
But she hasn't watched a lot, like the last 2-3 seasons. And that's the show I watch when I'm on the road for the Super Bowl the draft and whatever. And so I'm up to speed on that because I'm like, you know how, again, soon you're going to catch naps when you can. Are you already there? Got 20 minutes?
I caught a 20-minute one yesterday.
Oh, God, it's incredible. So you got to catch naps when you can. You got to sneak in the nap window. You're like a narcoleptic. You're just probably TV with no kids, TJ. You're just passing out whenever you want.
Yeah, I don't sleep.
And you too, Jay. Do you nap? You must nap all the time.
If you like it, sure.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not? But now I'm just sneaking in like 20 minutes of Ozark. And the thing is, I got to keep the sound down. Because, you know, the kids could be just right outside the door, and Ozark is maybe the most not kid-friendly show that's out there. Yeah. You know what Zan asked to see, would start watching the other day, was Euphoria. And I'm like, no way, man.
No way.
Do not.
Because that filters into seventh grade, zeitgeist. Like, they hear about it, and I'm like, no, man. Like, if we're gonna even approach the Euphoria years coming up, this is not what's called content. This is what's called no freaking way. Like if we're going to even come close to living it, I'm not going to just like get a preview through Zendaya.
As great as
she is. Or is it Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Okay.
As great as she is.
Well, you know, the Zendaya that's fine for the house, greatest showing. Great. Euphoria? No, thanks. That's where I'm laying down the law.
I think that's a smart move.
So did Susie have her drink because you were gone all weekend in Vegas? No, it's not one of those things.
It's just like a friend calls and she's just like, we check with each other. Cool to do this. Cool to go out.
Yeah, go. Oh, yeah.
Anytime. Absolutely. It's like, of course, go.
Do it.
Go. I've got it.
The force is with him.
The force is with me. Although at times it felt like I was Alderaan and there was a big Death Star shooting at me, man.
Spoiler alert. Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Assume tape.
Assume tape. Dennis Allen coming up.